Hi guys. Hi. Oh, Nisha said my hi. So hi. Hi. Hi guys. How you doing? How you feeling? I bet wherever you are that you're just in a good mood, because I mean, it's the eve to Valentine. So come on, you're in a bad mood is because. I don't know, tafuta mtu. But anyway, guys, welcome to Naked Lies. This is season 2, episode 2. And I'm very excited about this episode because it's my second episode of my second year of the year 2022. So it's just a lucky number, 2. And I'm feeling nice. And first, I just want to thank the Lord for this mood. I mean, I'm just in a good mood. And also the fact that I'm holding myself a very big glass of cactus wine. Mpaka najiuliza mbona hata nilihama Naivasha, and that these things just grow everywhere. They're just wild. Nakata na I make myself my own wine, but I'm not thinking that way. But anyway, guys, thank you very much. And did I say thank you to everyone that have been listening to my episode? I'm so sure I've said that, because that's how I feel today. I'm just in gratitude. I just want to say asanteni sana. So anyway, Where do I start? So tomorrow is Valentine's. So definitely today's episode is just going to be about L-O-V-E. I'm talking about love. And yeah, I'm just going to give my experiences. Me being in love, for love, by love, with love. I don't know. Just going to be talking a lot about love in my life. And I feel it's going to be very interesting, because I'm so sure there are things I didn't know about myself that I'm really going to learn today. Because apparently I'm a pathetic lover. But before we go there, I was checking through my Google searches, and I saw this post. It was written by one of our Kenyan bloggers. I can't actually remember the name, and it was quite alarming, because I was just going through it. I was like, wow, really? Ouch. You know, those times when you read but you have your internal exclamations. So it said something to do about the death row inmates. So it was stating, I'm trying to remember the exact words, that's why I'm really stammering. And it was saying something like 80% of the inmates in Kenya have never been given a proper representation in court. So did I just say court? Damn, I mean, I meant court. So like 80% of people that are inmates in Kenya, which is approximately 42,000 plus people, and according to statistics 2021 of the year 2021. And you can imagine if 80% have never been given a representation in court, and then like 60-50% of them, they're actually on death row, because there's quite a large number in Kenya that people are put on death row. Although the fact that the last execution was in 1987, and there were two persons that was executed by hanging, I think it was something to do with treason or something. I know it was something to do with treason, and that was the last time we've had, but people are still being put on death row. You can imagine the psychological torture. You can imagine the physical torture. You know, I'm innocent. I'm on death row. I know I won't even live. Then why am I even making myself better? So the thing we're saying is that there are better ways that can be used to actually just rehabilitate and correct these evildoers without necessarily taking away their lives. And actually, it's not even something shocking, but we've seen so many people that have been put on death row. At Okiangalia, world statistics, they say that they're put on death row, and then years later you come to find out that actually this guy was innocent. I mean, you know, you take away somebody's life. Like, you remember the story of the young black boy? Was he 17? And then he was put on death row, and he was electrocuted at 17. And just because it was said that he killed a white person, and then 40 years. I'm not really exactly sure about the years later. It came to be found out that actually this boy was innocent. I mean, that's something that is very reversible. Mtoto wa maisha yake imeisha hivyo, you'll have been 47. Maybe you'll have been my soulmate. I don't know. You know. anyway, I know you're getting the point. So I think it's about time that we are able to have these bold conversations, because I believe it's us. We're just making a better world for us, for our children, if you're gonna have any, by the way. But but na feeling mtoto ni wa kijiji. Ukipata wewe mimi nikose, huyo mtoto wako ni wa kijiji. So I think we are all going to be parents someday. So why don't we make this environment that you're going to be to bring these little humans at least a conducive and fair and just environment. But anyway, guys, so to learn, to hear more, to know more about this movement, just follow our social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Just check all our social media. Oh, TikTok. All our social media platforms. Just check at abolitionist.kenya. And you're going to learn there's abolitionists in Morocco. You can even check their socials. And then there's our sovereign. Can I say sovereign? You can check ECPM. So just follow with us. It's going to be a very interesting topic, like I told you, because I also didn't know all these things. But hey, knowledge is power and real learning. So anyway, guys, about today's topic, love. Tomorrow is 14th. I'm telling you, if you've had an opportunity to go to downtown, people say it's the downtown. Eish, there's red everywhere. I mean, it's like the Passover. It's just a smear of red. Two dolls have been hanged everywhere, and it looks cute, and it's just a wonderful feeling to know that there are people somewhere outside my life that they're actually very in love right now. And they're just counting hours, maybe to go to Maldives or, you know, Bahamas for their Valentine. But I don't think they'll be Kenyan, and if they'll be Kenyan, I think they'll be Kenyan entrepreneurs or very smart Kenyans when you're mechukua leave, because it will be on a Monday. Oh, so we are going to have so many, what do we call them? Workless Valentines. And I know, I can't wait to see. I know it will be very interesting. So my love, my last year time like this, I had a Valentine's. This year, I do not, because I do not. And those are things I just wanted to talk about. And yeah. It's I'm telling you, nowadays every time when I try to record an episode, it reaches a point I become very emotional. But Leon Mesem, I'm not hitting the red button, and I'm going to even post it. Love is very sensitive to me, I won't lie, because I feel it's one thing that I really give my all. Miki kupenda ni mekupenda. It doesn't matter wewe ni nani ama nini ulifanya nini. So if I love you, for me it's just solid. And that's why I think if you've stayed with me quite a while, you know, I'm those type of people that stuck feature, you know. And Atakama, I love you very much. There are things I'm going to tell you that are really going to hurt you. But I feel if I don't tell you, who will? And if I don't tell you the way that I'm going to tell you in that way, then you're going to be told the same words, but in a very different way. And they would really hurt you. So I just say them. And, oh, before I go deep, let me just say my love sequence. My love, how can I call them? My love waves. My first boyfriend was, I got my first boyfriend in 2004. I was in class one. Yeah. And my boyfriend was really cool, because he was always an early riser. So my brother used to tell me that, akipeleka, akinipeleka mkoba basi. Did I just say mkoba? Akinipeleka mkoba. He used to place it there on the desk, and then this boy, he would always find this boy actually wiping the seat for me. Then I'll be like, mm-hmm. So when I come, badai, nice seat, my bag is there. You know, princess treatment as early as 2004, we were getting it. So you can imagine. So that was my first boyfriend. So later I jogged, nini, kidogo, primary, pale, kuchat, naka Vodacom, mnachat, mnaikaile SMS. Was it 10 SMS? I think it's still there. 10 SMS for 200 bob. But the thing is, it used to not be 24 hours. It used to end at around 12. So, kama 12, ulinunua, you bought your messages at around 11:55, and then it reaches 12. So, they just expire. So, at least nowadays, I see it's a 24-hour thing. It's a monthly thing. But that time, we really used to struggle, and I was really doing long-distance relationships. So, yeah, ilianza kitambo. So when I came to high school, I didn't have a boyfriend. I didn't get that opportunity to write my boy who's in. But I used to feel if I was maybe really out there and I didn't have my afro, maybe I would have gotten somebody from Uber, because apparently those are the guys that are tunacheza na osai, guys from Uber. Hey, Uber used to finish us. And Ajabini boys, not really. I'm not going to say that was our brother's school, but I never really used to feel it. But I feel Starehe, we're meeting nowadays. So I feel if at that time I didn't have my afro and I wasn't wearing, like, we really used to wear like really long skirts, and my skirt was very wrong. Wrongly long. LR is still an issue for me. But the thing is, I didn't have a boyfriend in high school. But later, nikimalizia, I got a boyfriend who, he was nice. Let me just say he was nice. And I was naive, blah, blah, blah. Later on, we broke up because he actually found out that my first name is Ochieng. Tribalistic motherfucker. He left me because I'm Luo. And Wakikoyo. So ilifika mahali I couldn't hide it anymore, because my certificates, everything else had to start with that name. And akasema, I can't do it. I just can't take to my mom a Luo girl. So that's how I love the boy. Later on, blah blah blah, high school, campus, I fell in love. I was in first year, but I was dating a third year. Call me Kingpin. I score. And then later on, blah blah blah, nini. Then so my first relationship when I was 6, and my last relationship was when I was 22. And 23. And yeah, so all along the things that I've learned, and I think I'd really want to share. And the thing is this, love has no definition. It's, let nobody tell you that you just have to love like this. There's no, they trust you me, there is no, how can I call it? There is no template of love, that love should look like this, love should be done like this, love should be highlighted here. No. Love, it's just an expression. And I came to find out that I'm not even talking about romantic love anymore. Now I'm talking about the eros. I wanted to say erotic. Eros, you're talking about the eros, agape. I can't remember other forms of love. But what you're trying to say, that it's just a natural flow. Just let it flow. So the other day, I met a friend of mine and we were just chatting. You know, I don't do small talks. But this one was really small, but in a very big way. So she started telling me things. I don't know why I'm stammering, but to tamaliza the episode. She started telling me things about how she's scared about this dude she's seen right now. As in, the dude is really nice. So she's scared of nice. I told her, if you're scared of nice, then it's okay. You've never been loved with a nice person before. Just let yourself feel it. You know, it's the same thing you may notice about us young people. We are failing love because we have a past relationship about it. I'm not gonna lie. My last relationship didn't end up like the way I wanted. It was just me and Omalay, and we were like, love you till the Elohim, separate body from spirit, you know, all those bullshit. But the thing is, I don't feel that anymore. And I thank God I felt it at that time, because I think if right now it was in my path, I think it would have been a distraction. I mean, it was too much emotions about carrying somebody who later came to find out that didn't even fucking care about me. So the thing is this, if at that time you were liked by a nice person, just feel it. Allow yourself to be a good boyfriend. Allow yourself to be a good girlfriend. Allow yourself to be a good husband, wife. Allow yourself to be a good friend. You know, I've come to actually see friends. They just surprise you with good things. Small, but good things. Allow yourself to give yourself the most purest form of love. Upeane. And the same measure that you give is the same measure that you get. I love for the other day, I was, hey, mapenzi wewe. So the other day I checked, I was reading some vlogs and I was watching some vlogs, and you know, the relationship about this, the Pluto show thing. And you're given a loyalty test, and then you're asked to check if if your spouse is faithful, vitu kama hizo. I know most of you have checked that thing out. And then later you find out that this chick is cheating and then this boy is not cheating. For me, I was like, it's really disappointing. No, but it's not as disappointing as to find the boy was cheating and the girl was cheating. I mean, then why are you wasting each other's time? And later on, you'll come to find out that the time that you allowed yourself to be into flagabastic is a lot of things could have been happening to you at that time. So, I mean, it's just, ukiamua kupenda mtu mpende na roho moja. If you allow yourself to be loyal, just be loyal to this person. Just be a good person, you know. So that's the whole dimension of love. I have a lot of things to say about love, so I'm thinking there's going to be a part two that I'm going to be doing with a friend of mine. Still talking about L-O-V-E. It's February, I mean. It's short. It's red. It's just a beautiful month. We should have part two with someone else. But yes. So in short, to cut the long story short, I just want to say, when you're given an opportunity to love somebody, when you're given an opportunity, because that's an opportunity, just somebody to allowing you to be in their lives and then controlling how your emotions, how you feel. So it's just an honor and a privilege for somebody to just allow you to be in their lives. And if you're given that opportunity, take it. Just be nice, be good, feel nice, be good to your children, be good to your parents, because that is still love. Be good, because the basis of it all is love. And without love, bila upendo, there's a song we used to sing that, bila upendo, hauna kitu, you know, you're nothing. So love wisely, love nicely, and they just make the world red. So happy Valentine's, guys. Remember, there's part two. I'm going to communicate when. And yeah, so ciao, adios amigos. And before I forget, if you're taking your date tomorrow somewhere nice, usquem average, you know, go all out. I mean, it might be the last Valentine's you'll be with this person. The sad truth. Maybe the last time we'll ever hear this person speak on our 14th February. So, take the most out of it. And I remember there's a post I read somewhere and they said, like, whenever you're doing something or whenever you're feeling, whenever you want to do something, do it your all. You might never get time to actually correct a mistake. So, anyway, guys, bye. Well, thank you for listening to Naked Lies. Me, Nina McKenna, I was your host. You can catch me on social media platforms at Nina McKenna on Instagram. I'm just on Instagram anyway. But, ciao. Have yourself a lovely night. And again, and I repeat, happy Valentine's Day, guys. Bye.